Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 1-1 Story Starters for Kids 1 Page. Prompts to Kick Your Imagination into High Gear by Dena McMurdy is a creative writing prompt book for young writers, especially children in roughly grades 3 to 7. Rather than teaching fiction through long lessons or technical terminology, it offers 101 short story openings designed to give children an immediate place to begin. Its genre is educational activity writing, positioned for classrooms, homeschool settings, independent practice, and gifts for children who enjoy making up stories. The purpose is practical, reduce blank page anxiety, give students a concrete imaginative trigger, and make story writing feel approachable. The book does not appear to function as a full writing curriculum with extended instruction on plot, revision, grammar, or publishing. Its value lies in supplying many starting points that can be adapted into funny, scary, adventurous, or unusual narratives. This makes it most useful as a flexible idea bank for repeated writing practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, one-page prompts create a low-friction path into story writing. The central design choice of the book is its one-page prompt format. This matters because many young writers struggle less with imagination in general than with the first decision, what should the story be about? A single prompt narrows that decision without taking full control of the story. The child receives an opening situation, idea, or imaginative nudge, but still has to supply characters, conflict, setting details, and an ending. That balance is important for educational use. If a writing exercise is too open, reluctant writers may stall. If it is too prescriptive, confident writers may feel boxed in. The one-page structure also makes the book easy to use in short writing sessions, classroom warm-ups, journal time, or independent practice. A teacher or parent does not need to prepare a complex lesson before using it. The format encourages repetition, which is one of the most effective ways children gain fluency. By returning to a fresh prompt each time, students can practice starting stories without feeling that every piece must become a polished final product. Secondly, the prompt collection supports multiple story moods and genres. The book is notable for presenting prompts as springboards rather than assigning one narrow kind of story. Available descriptions emphasize funny stories, scary stories, and other imaginative possibilities, which suggests that the prompts are meant to accommodate a range of tones. This variety is useful because children do not all respond to the same narrative mode. Some enjoy absurd humor, others prefer mystery, fantasy, adventure, or suspense. A broad prompt collection lets each writer test different forms of storytelling while still working from a manageable starting point. It also encourages genre awareness in an informal way. A child who turns one prompt into a spooky scene must think about atmosphere and tension, while another who turns a prompt into comedy must think about surprise, exaggeration, or timing. The book, therefore, provides more than topic suggestions. It creates repeated opportunities to experiment with narrative choices. Because the prompts are not tied to a single fictional universe or lesson sequence, they can be reused across different groups of children and adapted to many writing goals. Thirdly, the book addresses blank page anxiety through immediate narrative momentum. A major function of 1-1 Story Starters for Kids is to reduce the pressure associated with beginning a story. Blank page anxiety can be especially strong for children because they may believe that a story has to arrive fully formed before they can write the first sentence. A story starter changes that expectation. It gives the writer permission to begin with a partial idea and discover the rest through drafting. This is educationally significant because early fluency often comes from writing often, not from waiting for a perfect concept. The prompt acts as a bridge between imagination and written language. It can also reduce the fear of being wrong, since the task is not to find the only correct answer, but to continue an idea in an original direction. For reluctant writers, this structure can make writing feel like a response to an invitation rather than a test. For more confident writers, it can push them toward unexpected premises they might not choose on their own. In both cases, the book treats story generation as a skill that can be practiced. Fourthly, its grade 3 to 7 positioning fits developing independent writers. The stated audience of grades 3 to 7 is a practical fit for the book format. Children in this range are often moving from basic sentence production toward longer narrative writing, but they may still need concrete support to plan and sustain ideas. A prompt book gives them independence while reducing cognitive overload. Instead of managing every part of the writing process at once, they can first focus on extending a situation. This is why the book can work in classrooms, homeschool routines, and informal writing time at home. In a classroom, prompts can be used for quick writes, journal entries, creative writing centers, or early drafts that later become revised stories. At home, they can provide screen-free creative activity without requiring extensive adult instruction. The age range also allows flexibility. Younger children may write shorter responses with simpler plots, while older children can develop the same kind of starter into a more complex scene or full story. The book is therefore not locked to one skill level, but scales with the writer. Lastly, the book works best as an idea generator, not a complete writing course. The strength of Uno-1 Story Starters for Kids also defines its limitation. It is built to generate beginnings, not to provide comprehensive instruction in fiction craft. Users should not expect extended teaching on character development, narrative structure, dialogue, revision, grammar, or assessment. This does not weaken the book if it is used for the right purpose. Prompt collections are most effective when paired with conversation, modeling, or follow-up activities. A parent might ask what problem the main character faces, what changes by the end, or what detail would make the setting clearer. A teacher might use a prompt for a first draft and then connect it to a separate lesson on conflict, description, or endings. Used this way, the book becomes a reliable source of raw material for writing practice. Without follow-up, some children may produce many beginnings without learning how to revise or complete stories. Its best role is therefore as a catalyst. It gets words on the page, after which stronger writing instruction can shape those words into finished narratives. In conclusion, 101 Story Starters for Kids is best suited for children who enjoy imaginative play, students who hesitate when asked to write fiction, and adults who need a simple way to make creative writing more regular. Teachers can use it for warm-ups, substitute plans, writing centers, or low-stakes practice. Parents and homeschool educators can use it to encourage independent writing without building a full lesson from scratch. The practical benefit is fluency children receive many chances to turn a small idea into sentences, scenes, and eventually stories. The intellectual benefit is narrative flexibility, because each prompt asks the writer to infer possibilities, make choices, and shape an open beginning into a coherent direction. Compared with similar writing books, it stands out through its directness and repeatable one-page structure. It does not promise a complete fiction curriculum, and that clarity is part of its usefulness. Many writing guides for children mix instruction, worksheets, and long explanations, while this book focuses on the specific obstacle of getting started. For young writers who need frequent creative entry points rather than technical lectures, that narrow focus makes it a practical and accessible tool. If you would like to support Dina McMurty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.